Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Truth to You Podcast, and it is Tuesday, February the 27th. I want to say welcome in. I've got Brother Andrew here with me, and we're excited to talk about the Scriptures and start our day with you. That is, if you're listening to this in the morning, or maybe you're wrapping up your day by listening. But however you please, glad you're here and excited to talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 6 with you. Before we get there, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. Of course, you'll have a chance to say this tomorrow night after teen time and our group time. And I hope that you will. It's a short verse, but it's a great reality for us to remember. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15, 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay, as we said, we're in the book of 2 Corinthians and enjoying that. We're at chapter 6 now. I'll go ahead and read the verse that Brother Andrew has chosen for us to talk about today, and then I'll let you take it away.
Sounds good.
All right, so this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10, "As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things."
So here we have some really strange pairs of wording. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 kind of jumps in the middle of this paragraph of wording that Paul's giving to us. And mm-hmm. sorrowful, rejoicing, poor, making rich, nothing, all things. So I think if we back up to verse 4 in the same chapter, and I'll just read part of it, it helps us to understand a little bit what's going on here. It says there, "But in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God," and then it goes on to list a lot of things.
Okay.
So Paul is talking to, obviously, the Corinthians here, but he's saying that in all things we're approving ourselves as the ministers of God. So he's talking to Christians here, telling them what the Christian life is going to be like, and how we should react to them. And he goes through the chapter talking about all of that. But we get to this verse, and this one really made me stop when I read it.
Okay.
"And as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many riches, having nothing, yet possessing all things." If you go through and read through this chapter, it talks about afflictions, necessities, distresses, stripes, imprisonments,
uh-huh.
lots of things, good things and bad things. Verse 8, honor and dishonor,
yeah.
evil report, good report. Back and forth. And when I got to verse 10, it says, "as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing."
Mm.
And a lot of these other things that we're looking at, they're circumstantial things, right? You're in honor or you're in dishonor.
Yeah.
You have a good report or you have an evil report. You're in labors or you're in imprisonment or stripes. Those are all circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Things that can happen to you or a situation that you can be in.
Yeah.
But we get to verse 10 and it talks about rejoicing, which starts to point into an attitude.
It's good.
Really shifting the idea here of not maybe so much a circumstance,
yeah.
but something that someone is feeling.
It's good.
And so you have sorrowful and rejoicing. And this just made me think about how, you know, we've probably heard it many times, but this chapter really anchors it a little more for me, that happiness, rejoicing, is a choice.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It really is a choice. And it just comes down to that. You know, you can read a lot about people in the past who were just had led honestly terrible lives.
Yes.
They went through a lot.
Yes.
And they lost family members. There's a lot of missionary stories that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
They traveled over somewhere and they lost family members and they lost possessions and they had nothing.
Yeah.
But they still write songs that are amazingly and uplifting and
mm-hmm.
just amazing stories. And someone might look and think, how in the world are they like that? How can they be like that? They lost a wife and a daughter or mm-hmm. a son, or they lost everything they had, or they gave up, you know, all of these things. But those people, they realize that those are just circumstances.
Yep.
Those are just temporary things on this earth.
Yep.
And although they may hurt inside, one can always choose to be happy.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
And that's why I picked the title Untamed Happiness, because it's happiness when you choose to be happy. Nothing can stop that.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
If you make that choice that today
yep.
I'm going to be happy because the Lord is still on the throne.
Yes.
He still knows where I'm at.
Amen.
He still has the world turning like it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's got everything under control. As long as I'm leaning on the Lord, I can be happy about today.
Yeah.
That's great. It can be untamed. If once you decide that, once you turn that corner in your mind, that mm-hmm. you're going to be happy no matter what happens, it doesn't matter if the, you know, if everyone just forgets about you,
yes.
your family disowns you, it doesn't matter what happens.
Yes.
It could be terrible things. No one can shake that from
yeah.
you because you've decided to be happy. A lot of people, they don't choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though things might be going fine, they look down, depressed.
Yes, right.
It's the opposite can happen too. Everything can be right.
Yep.
Everything can be at peace.
Yep.
And, you know, there can be no problems in your life. But because you haven't said, you know what, I'm going to be happy because I know the Lord's with me.
That's good.
Then you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
Or it could be something small that happens that you allow to change your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that rejoicing goes away because you allow some small circumstantial thing to decide what your attitude is going to be like.
Yes.
And we as Christians need to realize that, as mentioned before, God's on the throne. He knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got everything under the control. And because of that, we can always have joy in our lives.
Amen. Amen. I love that. And I after you wrote this devotional, I think I even told you, I love this thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's an important thought. And one of the reasons, and I'm you know, teens, I'm burdened that some of you just lack this reality in your lives. You know, whether it's seeing you at school or seeing you come to youth group, there's just some of you who just seem so unhappy.
Yeah.
And usually that's a reflection of things that are going inside in your mind and maybe in your heart. You know, maybe mm-hmm. it's been a tough year. Maybe there's been some things that have been difficult for you. But, you know, sort of as what Brother Andrew has been pointing out here is, you know, choosing happiness, you know, finding delight in the Lord instead of just relying on circumstances to try to, you know, paint a pretty picture for you. And so much is just about perspective. I remember I was talking a few days ago to somebody who was mentioning the fact that they had been just working out in the world, had a great job, a nice paying job, mm-hmm. and they did that for 15, 20 years, and then the Lord allowed them to become a maintenance person for a particular school in the area. And the perspective of, and the joy that was, you know, being around Christian people all the time, just really, it allowed that person to sort of one-up his joy because yeah. he had just been in an environment where it's just hard. You know, he's yeah. rubbing shoulders with unsaved people all the time. And, you know, and that's really where, you know, I think about a lot of our kids, whether it's, you know, they have a strong church they can come to and,
yeah.
and other
yeah.
Christian teens to interact with, or maybe they are even in the Christian school here and they see and interact with Christian school kids every day. It's just, you know, sometimes when we don't think about what it could be like, we could have no Christian
right.
people were around
right.
and
right.
how difficult that would be. But, you know, again, another reason to, you know, count our blessings, to find joy in what the Lord has provided, you know, for us, and
yeah.
you know, really, really just choose to see those things, choose to see and to, you know, to choose happiness. So
right, absolutely. As we were going through there, I was thinking, you know, just as bad circumstances should not be the basis for losing our joy,
mm-hmm.
good circumstances should not be the basis for us having joy either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having good things in our life or a lot of money or friends should not be where our joy comes from either.
Yeah.
And this
right.
may be something that some don't think about, but
yeah.
good things we have in our life are great.
Yeah.
But our joy should come from something more solid. There's
yes.
a whole lot of people, and I mean, they've written books about this. There are
right.
movies about this. There are interviews about this, about extremely rich people. They
yeah.
have a lot of money. They have anything you could ever want. They have
yeah.
followers on social medias. They
yeah.
have family that loves them. They have everything you could ever want as a person. And they are not happy.
Yeah.
They are scowling at people. They yell at people coming by.
Right.
They don't want to talk to anyone.
Right.
And they, whenever they're asked, are you satisfied? They always say, no, no, I want this more.
Mm-hmm.
I want this more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just not happy.
Yeah.
Even though they have great circumstances. So that tells me we have to find our joy in something more
yeah.
solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we said before, that has to be the Lord.
Yep.
He doesn't ever change.
Yep.
He's always perfect. He's always good. He's always kind, and he doesn't ever change. And if we base our joy in him, nothing will change that.
Yeah, that's good. You see so many of the New Testament saints who were stripped of everything, you know, friends, you know, maybe in some cases family. I mean,
yeah.
these were in some cases traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
Just simply making the decision to follow Christ and the walls that put up. And yet there's joy there.
Yeah.
There's joy. And maybe that's a good question for us to, you know, ask is if I didn't have any friends, you know, if I didn't live in Northern Virginia with the posh things that we tend to enjoy,
yeah,
you know, where would my happiness be? And if we have to sit there and say, well, I would probably not be happy at all, then maybe that's a opportunity for us to ask the follow-up question to say, okay, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, if the Lord is all we need, then that should be also our source of joy.
Right.
So
right.
This is a deeper conversation today, or just around, you know, happiness and where our delight and our joy comes from, but really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it. On this February the 27th, let's have that untamed happiness and even affect those around. Wouldn't it be awesome, Brother Andrew, to walk into youth group one night and you just sense that, you know, there's just a happiness because people are choosing, you know, they're investing in their love for God. They're getting that from him.
Yeah.
You know, that would just be...
That'd be awesome.
That'd be something special. So awesome. We look forward to those days.
Exactly.
So, all right, very good. Well, that'll do it for the thought of the day. So let's go ahead and mention our teenager that we're praying for today, and it is Leah. So we'll take some time to pray for her. Leah, if you're listening, I want you to know that we care about you and we're praying for you. Hope the Lord gives you a good day. And truth be told, we hope everybody else out there as well listening to the podcast has a great day in the Lord. Brother Andrew, thanks for being with us the past couple of days.
Yep.
And we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
And we'll see everybody later. Take care.